You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard, and thanks for tuning in. Today, I'd like to share with you the benefits of giving your pet chia seeds. At one time or another, you must have been given, or maybe as a present, a chia pet planter, or you may have seen them in stores or sold on commercials on TV. Or you might have even given a chia pet plant to someone for Christmas, not really knowing what else to give them. You know, the sad part is that most people never even took their chia pet planter out of the box or ever watered it and watched it grow. I've seen a lot of them at yard sales fully intact, and the seeds were all dried up or were never even used. But if you actually ever planted a chia pet and watched it grow, that's the sprouted version of a chia seed, and it's still very nutritionally good for you and your pets. And if you went so far as to actually eat the sprouted chia seeds from your cute little chia pet, well, then that makes you smarter than the average dog. And if you actually fed some seeds or seed sprouts to your dog, or you let your cat munch on the chia pet at his leisure, then you truly should be crowned the king or queen of the jungle. And with all of the news coming out about processed food not being the food you expected it to be, it's real smart to get cozy with the seed world. With chia seeds particularly, it's difficult to disguise them with other seeds. Once you see a very tiny chia seed, you'll recognize them immediately, and they don't have much of a taste or a smell, so they're easy to get past your dog. So when we return, I'm going to give you the full scoop on feeding your pets chia seeds. So we'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Petco, where the pets go. Petco, where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
X-Power is a global brand that offers a complete line of stand dryers, cage dryers, and multiple blasters that cater to both home and professional groomers. Designed to be quiet, lightweight, and powerful, X-Power pet dryers will save you time, energy, and money. The X-Power B2 Pro at Home Dryer is the perfect gift for family and friends. Please check out our specials at ViperPet.com and Amazon.com. For more information, visit xpower.ws or call 855-855-8868.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio, and we're talking about chia seeds. So, why chia seeds? Before we get into the why, though, let's back up a bit, and I want to share with you just how far back chia seeds go in history. The Aztec civilization first used chia seeds as a main food staple as early as 3500 BC. The seeds were used as food for endurance and radiant health, but also as medicine and in their religious ceremonies. And they were as important in their trade as gold was. The chia originated in Mexico and then made its way to South America. And just pretty recently, those were exclusively the areas of chia crops. Now they're grown also all over the United States and many of the warmer climates. The chia plant is a member of the mint family. And that's interesting because to find organic chia seeds is pretty easy because bugs don't like the plant. And so you don't really have to spray the plant. What is a chia seed good for? Well, it's a powerhouse nutritional food with benefits far superior to flax seeds. It also has a very mild flavor, barely a taste or smell, so it's something your pet will not pick out of his food. And it's highest known for whole food source of omega-3 fatty acids, a very good source of soluble and insoluble fiber, also calcium, iron, and manganese. Chia seeds are 30% oil, so of which 30% of the 30% is omega-3, and 40% of that 30% is omega-6. It's very important for humans and pets alike to have that balance of omega-3 and omega-6. Usually, we all get an overabundance of omega-6 from processed foods and very little omega-3. Chia seeds are superior to other plant and marine sources of omega-3. They lack that fishy taste from a lot of the fish oils. And they're low in sodium, high in protein, high in lipids, fiber, and antioxidants. And they're gluten-free and also a very rich source of calcium. These oils, the unsaturated fatty acids, are the essential oils needed to help emulsify and absorb the fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K. Here's a list of things chia seeds contain. This is really interesting. 2 times the protein of any other seed or grain. 5 times the calcium of milk, plus boron, which is a trace mineral that helps transfer calcium into bones. 2 times the amount of potassium as bananas. 3 times the reported antioxidant strength of blueberries. And 3 times more iron than spinach. And of course, like we talked about earlier, copious amounts of omega-3 and omega-6, which are the essential fatty acids. What are essential fatty acids? Well, they're not synthesized in the body and therefore have to be obtained from foods. Omega-3 and omega-6 are such essential fatty acids, and they help maintain healthy skin, fur, and they metabolize cholesterol. What happens when there's an imbalance of omega-3 and omega-6? Well, commercial pet food is rich in omega-6, leaving an imbalance of omega-3, which, among other issues, can heighten inflammation leading to joint problems. Compared to flax seeds, chia seeds are far superior. I've never given flax seeds to my pets. Its oil is used more in the industrial world. Flax comes from the linen plant and is used to make products like linseed oil. And flax seeds have to be ground for proper absorption. Chia seeds don't have to be ground. Chia seeds have a very long shelf life of many years and don't have to be refrigerated, where flax seeds do have to be refrigerated because they turn rancid pretty quickly. And the natural antioxidants in the chia seed provide stability, so it doesn't turn rancid quickly or has to be refrigerated. So let's take a short break and we'll hear from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com and save up to 30% on pawsome gifts for the pets and pet people in your life. Toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com today. PetSmartDeal.com.
I love animals. Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available on iTunes.
Welcome to Sassy Seniors, a show about our fabulous older dogs and cats. I'm your host, Kelly Jackson. You know, I wanted to create a show to really showcase our senior pets. And, you know, as the human population ages and lives longer, of course, so are our wonderful pets. But many of us with aging pets, it's so interesting. We have a tough time realizing or really admitting that they are seniors. So, in a way, I kind of like to think of our senior pets as wise puppies. What do you think about that? Be sure to join us for another edition of Sassy Seniors. And remember, celebrate your senior pets.
Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef and a little discussion on chia seeds. How can chia seeds help your pet? This is kind of interesting. The FDA considers chia as a food and not a supplement. And it's also a nutrient-dense food. Some ways animals benefit from consuming it. It reduces joint pain. It relieves joint pain. It also is a skin conditioner. It helps with itchy, dry skin. It increases quality of your pet's fur. Gives more energy. And for diabetic pets, the soluble fiber in the seed gel forms a wall between carbohydrates and the body, releasing the carbs slowly into the body. A diabetic pet can sometimes receive lower insulin dosages. And chia seeds can add weight to thin pets, keeping them healthy, and reduce weight in overweight pets by giving them a full feeling. It relieves diarrhea, but it also helps with constipation. I know that sounds pretty amazing, but I have used chia seeds with sick pets for years, and I've given chia seeds to many dogs with joint problems. My own dog, Dakota, who is part Newfoundland, had started an occasional limp a couple years ago, and I started him on chia daily, and within a week, he was limp-free. He now gets chia every other day. For dogs with diarrhea, you're best to give them the dry seeds in their food. You just mix that into their food. Chia absorbs up to 9 times its volume in water. And for an animal with constipation or in normal animals, I suggest soaking the seeds in water at least 15 minutes before adding them to their food. For constipation, soak the seeds overnight in water. That also increases the nutritional content too. And the chia seeds become a gel substance. This gel helps line the intestine and it helps clean things out. So to start chia seeds on your pet, you want to weigh your pet first. Chia is very potent and only a small amount is needed. Start out slow and with a teaspoon for a medium-sized dog. Do this for a week and see what happens. Increase the amount the following week if your pet is responding well. The usual amount of seeds to give your pet is a half teaspoon for every 5 pounds of body weight. But remember, every animal is different. And you can sprinkle the chia seeds over your dog's food and mix it gently to combine them all. I take a break at least 1 day a week with chia seeds in my pets, and sometimes I give a week off each month. Chia seeds are easily found for purchase online, but only by the USDA Organic. Those are easy to find, and also the seeds are surprisingly inexpensive. If your pet is on a medication, give just a pinch of seeds daily and check with your vet on combining the two. And if you're lucky enough to find a chia pet planter at a yard sale, then buy some chia seeds and let them sprout. And you can share those with you and your pet. Okay, we're out of time, and I want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can also go to my website, smelllikeadog.com, and purchase my book or contact me at mickey@petliferadio.com. So until next time, bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.